Welcome, welcome back, Mafians. Thank you again, AJ, for another wonderful intro. And we are here to wrap up today's show. I am your host, Too Clever Mafia, and you're listening to the Too Clever Mafia. And this is going to be my final words segment on the meatless burgers. And some of you folks out there, I understand, vegetarians, vegan, or just carnivores, and they love anything meat. But the winner in my book, the Beyond Burger that we tried, I could see myself eating that from time to time as just an additional meal, you know, as far as a replacement for meat and hamburgers and all of that stuff. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan. Not yet, anyway. And Mrs. Mafia would probably like me to be. But I understand. And AJ is also kind of half and half and cuts out meat when he can. But I think I'm going to stick to the good old-fashioned hamburgers. You know, maybe I'll get a leaner chopped meat or a leaner beef. But they haven't, they will, though. I feel like with the ones we've tested, the quite a few different brands we tested, they're getting there. Especially, I mean, from some of the brands we looked at, too, were older, or they weren't really trying to be imitation beef or meatless patties. They were just veggie patties. They were, or bean patties, as you will. And, you know, they were good in their own right for what they were. And the Beyond Burger, basically was a meat-colored, beet juice bleeding chicken sandwich. So, in a lot of ways, and they're getting there. The texture is there. Now, if they can just nail down the flavor and also keep natural ingredients, because occasionally they come out with things time to time that just throw your mind into a tizzy and your taste buds crazy, because they came out with a ketchup, a tomato ketchup, but it was green. And then they had a purple version. And even though it tasted the same, if you close your eyes, but you're looking at it, you're like, I just can't eat purple ketchup. You know, it's that connection between your brain and your mouth. And it's just like, you expect it to be something. It's like years and years ago, they had, it shouldn't be that long. They had Pepsi, and they might even come back, Crystal Pepsi, I think it was. And it was a clear soda. And you're like, you know, it tastes like Pepsi. But it's one of those, it just doesn't look like it, you know, and it was just weird. It was strange. And, I'll just stick with the regular stuff. And I think that's what's happening here. And eventually it will get to a point where these meatless burgers are just going to be the norm, especially if we're talking about McDonald's ended up having to, I'm looking, you know, I wouldn't mind trying that after trying all of these that I've gone through. And I haven't tried the Burger King one yet, maybe, but after this little test drive, maybe I'll swing over there through the drive-thru with the grandkids, or Mrs. Mafia might want to split one with me if they still even have it over there. But the, it's definitely something on my radar now, I gotta say. And the calories going through the different ingredients in these, JJ, and I'm sure you felt the same way, the calories counts were so much lower than what you would have expected. Some of them were less than 200 calories, and that's good from a health aspect. And for somebody like me that has to kind of watch what I'm eating, maybe that is a good substitution. But I've been staying out of the fast food drive-throughs recently, and I think I've eaten so many of these Impossible Burgers. I think I've gotten my veggie intake for a long time, so I got to catch up and have some steak or something tonight. Who knows? Yeah, so hope you enjoyed our little show today and our little comparison. And drop us a line over on any of the social medias. Let us know if there's one that we missed, maybe, or one that you might want us to try that's better. We'll go out and give it a shot and maybe add it to our part two of an episode if we get enough requests. And anywhere on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, we're at Too Clever Mafia, T-O-O Clever Mafia. If you'd like to support our channel, definitely head over to check the link out in the description below. But you can head over to Anchor and our support page, And you can make donations. We've gotten quite a few of late, and we do appreciate everyone. And we do send out personal thank yous and gifts as well. So but either way, we love what we do, and we do it for the listeners. AJ does it for a paycheck. I do it to bring the power of knowledge to everyone out there, and I hope you're learning a thing or two, or we're helping you in some way. And continue to listen, like, and subscribe us to on any podcast, wherever you're listening to us. That's the main thing we like you to do when you hang up this call, or you press the stop button. Just like and subscribe on it, whatever services you're listening to us on, and we really do appreciate it. And if you'd like some more info, feel free to head over to our website, twoclevermafia.com. And I think we're going to wrap this one up, kind of wrap up all of our cooking utensils here, and our grill, our indoor grill that we have. And we're going to get cracking on next week's episode. Anything else you'd like to say today, AJ? No? Okay. I didn't think so. All right, everyone. I am your host, Two Clever Mafia. This is the Two Clever Mafia podcast. And that is all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now.